The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
If you'll begin to think differently about yourself, you'll begin to act differently. And the great things that you have on the inside of you will begin to blossom and come out. Well, there's nothing more important than our relationship with God. But with the many demands that women juggle between family and work, it's easy to get sidetracked. That's why our time with God and keeping our thoughts in line with His Word is so vital. And today I hope to help you do that. And then later, I'm excited to chat with my special guest, Beth Moore. And we're going to talk about some of those important things that we need as women. Rooted. What does it mean to be rooted? Well, a tree that has deep roots will not blow over in a storm, will it? The wind doesn't blow it over. It might blow a few leaves off of it, but it's not going to blow over. And likewise, when you're rooted in the truth of God's Word, like for example, if you are rooted in the love of God, and that's one of the things that the Apostle Paul prayed for the church, was that they would be rooted and grounded in the love of God. And that they would know the love of God to such a degree that nothing could ever take it away from them. Nothing. No kind of suffering, no peril, no persecution, nothing threatening, nothing they've got, nothing can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Amen? And I can tell you, when you're going through literal hell, and you can sit and say, God, I don't understand this, but I know you love me. 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 Let me tell you, it will strengthen you and it will get you through stuff that you would have never, ever thought that you could have went through. Because the love of God is the healing for our brokenness. And it gives you strength and power. And I remember 20 some odd years ago when I had breast cancer. And thank God I don't have any cancer either now. Praise the Lord. But when I had cancer back then, there were a few things that God said, I want to hear you saying all the time. And one of them was, I know God loves me. Not, God, why don't you love me? Or, well, God, don't you love me? But I know that God loves me. Be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Another thing the Bible says in Colossians 2:7 is, have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him. Fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him, established in your faith, just as you were taught, and abound in it and overflow in it. We need to be rooted in these in Christ principles. How many times have I said out loud, out of my mouth, I don't know, maybe a million, I am the righteousness of God in Christ? Because I tell you, I started out and I felt terrible about myself. I'd been sexually abused by my dad, and I grew up feeling like I was no good and that it was my fault and that I just felt terrible about myself. How many of you spent a lot of years feeling terrible about yourself? Well, you need to start confessing who you are in Christ. God loves me. I'm His special child. I'm the apple of His eye. I am God's favorite. And see, that's true because with God, we're all His favorites. But He really means it when He says you're His favorite. God's got His eye on me. You need to say things like that. God loves me. I'm in Christ. I'm born again. I'm filled with the Spirit. I have gifts. I have talents. Let me tell you something. If you'll begin to think differently about yourself, you'll begin to act differently. And the great things that you have on the inside of you will begin to blossom and come out. Amen? And I love this one. Be rooted in your faith. Rooted and grounded in your faith. I believe, this is what I believe, and I'm not changing my mind. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how long it takes. This is what I believe. I'm not changing my mind. And we need to really be firm in that in the days that we're living in. This is what I believe, and I don't care what you say. You are not going to get me off of it. I will go to the grave believing this. Because let me ask you a question. When it comes right down to it, what do we have besides God? And what is going to be left besides Him when all of this is over? Nothing. And we don't need to be bowing down to the world. We need to be standing firm in faith that God is alive and that he will take care of us and meet our needs. Amen. 1 Peter 5:9. Now this has been talking about how the enemy comes against us every chance he gets. Withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset. I love that. When the devil comes against you, don't wait 3 weeks to rebuke him. Don't even wait 3 hours. The Bible says resist him at his onset. Can I give you a little phrase that will just be very beneficial to you? Shut up, devil. Can everybody say that? Shut up, devil. Thank you. Be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. So really, in essence, what he's saying is, look, everybody's going through something. No matter what we're going through, there's somebody that's going through something so much worse. And we will come out on the other side. You will come out. You may not get what you want, but if you don't get what you want, you'll get something better. And it might not seem better to you in the beginning, but let me tell you something. God knows what he's doing. We need to be rooted and grounded in these things that we say that we believe. And when we are, nothing is going to take them away from us. Rooted and grounded in God's love. You know what? We have an enemy, the devil, who is a liar. I said he is a liar. I said he is a liar. Wonder what he's been lying to you about just this week. Or even just today. And I wonder how long you listened to it without ever one time really coming against him. You can't hope the devil will leave you alone. You got to make him leave you alone. Amen. And he needs to get it through his head that the longer he hangs around, the longer he's going to have to listen to you. Praise God. Amen. The more he comes against you, the more he's going to hear you talk about how good God is. He is relentless, but we have to make our minds up that we're going to be just as relentless. You cannot be a lazy Christian and have victory. I said, you can't be a lazy Christian and have victory. Some people are so lazy they won't even open their mouth and confess the word. It's time to possess the land. Now, let me tell you what the word possess means, because we like to shout about that. Yeah, it's time to possess the land. Yeah, well, here's what the word means. This is enlightening. Possess means to occupy by driving out previous tenants and possessing in their place. Come on. Let's get this again. When God told the Israelites to go in and possess the land, he didn't take them in quickly. He took them the long route, and the Bible says because they weren't ready for war. See, when you are determined that you're going to possess what Jesus died to give you, you better get ready for war. Because the devil is not going to take a nap and just let you go in and do everything that God wants you to do. You're going to have a fight on your hands. A wide door of opportunity opened unto me, and Paul said, with it many adversaries. And we need to know how to fight like a Christian. You don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be worried. All you need to know is there's one thing he cannot stand against, and that is the word of God. He can't. I'm convinced he cannot. To possess, to occupy by driving out previous tenants and possessing in their place. To seize, to rob, to impoverish, to expel, to ruin, to cast out, to destroy, to dispossess, to drive out, to make poor. Let's all get together and make the devil poor. To make poor and to take possession of. Now, does that sound to you like a lazy, lukewarm, apathetic, pathetic Christian is going to be able to do that? No. We've got to know who we are. We have to not give up in hard times. And I'm telling you what, if anybody in this room really knew what I was like and what I had gone through before God got hold of me, for me to be where I'm at today, didn't just happen overnight. And it wasn't easy, but I'll tell you one thing, it was a lot easier than staying in bondage. Well, our thoughts are one of the main keys to keeping our lives in line with God's word. And I'm happy to continue reminding you about that. I also believe that there are other things that women need in order to stay on track. We need to feel accepted, loved. We need time dedicated to seeking God. And today, my friend Beth Moore is here to talk about what we women need. Beth will be one of our guests at this year's Love Life's Women's Conference. And so if you have not already gotten your ticket, I suggest that you register because you don't want to miss what God's going to do there this year. So, Beth, it's going to be great to have you this year.
I am so thrilled. I'm looking so forward to it.
It's going to be fun. Well, tell us, what do you think women need?
I just love that topic because if that is not broad, I don't know what we could pick that would be any wider than that. I think that when it comes right down to it, in so many ways, we need to know that our Maker knows that we are alive,
right,
that we're on the planet right now, that we're dealing with the situations that we've got in front of us, that we're known by Him, that
right,
we are just known by someone,
right,
searched for and valued by someone. I think everything comes down to that in one way or another, just to know that we are known by Him and searched for.
I think that you're absolutely right, and there's so many things that come underneath that. First of all, if we look to things in the world to give us value, it's always just going to be a rat race,
yes,
that when you catch something, it's never satisfying. It's like, you know, chasing after water in the desert.
Yes.
It's not there, and everything becomes a mirage. But we need acceptance.
Yes.
We need to feel understood.
That's right.
You know, you and I can talk about what happened to us in our childhoods because we understand. You know, as much as my husband wanted to understand, it's difficult to understand. Now, men have been abused, but they process it differently.
Yes, they do. Yes.
And so, like it or not, women do tend to be a little more emotional. And I don't mean that like, you know, we don't make good decisions and things like that, but I mean that a man can sometimes go through something and it won't hurt him in as deep of a way,
yes,
in his emotions as it does a woman. And I think one of the things that women need and one of the values of coming to a women's conference, which we only have one of those a year, so obviously the word is for everybody. But I think one of the benefits of coming to a women's conference is you are with women,
yes,
who understand you. And whether you come by yourself or you bring somebody with you, I think that people will make friends. And I believe that one of the things that we all desperately need, even if we want to act like we don't, is relationships.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think there's also a beauty of looking around that arena, all different kinds of women,
right,
and that we are sisters, that all of us have that in common, that Jesus Christ has brought us together. Joyce, a few minutes ago when you were talking about that we've been through some similar things, one of the things that I think women need to know and really flourish in is that before God, even with all our commonalities, He still knows what is absolutely individual to me, what is absolutely individual to you.
Absolutely.
The way we have processed that, when the 139th Psalm says, "You have searched me and you know me,"
right,
there's something beautiful about that, that He has come, that when we gather together, He is dealing intimately with every single,
right,
one of,
absolutely,
those people. Knows exactly what they've come from, exactly what they're going to go back to. I do something that I'm sure you do very often. I try to remind women when we leave a conference, if you're married, your husband has not been to conference with us,
right,
this weekend. He's not going to have gone through the same,
right,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we have this opportunity to let Him speak individually to us, and I love that.
I always tell people when they leave, and I'm sad to tell you that you now have to go home.
Yes, yes.
And so I can't tell you that anything at home has changed, but you've changed.
Yes.
And so therefore, that's going to make the way you deal with things at home a lot
different.
And that's one of the major reasons for people to come is you come with your heart open to change. I don't think there's much point in just going to an event just to go to an event. I really believe that we need to go because we want to change, we want to learn, we want to grow,
yes,
and we're going to take what's there as being for ourselves. And Chris Kane's speaking this year too. She's also been abused and
found out, you know, when she was a grown woman that she'd been adopted,
yes.
didn't know that. And so we all come from hurtful backgrounds. That doesn't mean that a woman has to come from a hurtful background to enjoy it. But I even like to tell men when I'm speaking about something like this on television about women that we're not trying to ignore the guys. We love you and we're glad you watch every day. But if you have a wife that's hurting emotionally in some way, the best thing you could do would be to send her to the conference, because if she gets healed, your life is definitely going to be better.
Yes. And you, there's just really no one, even if they don't come from a background like ours and have not had huge devastation, no one is exempt from devastations and disappointments. And
rejection.
Yes, and things that you're keeping to yourself.
Right.
I think that that's one of the most important things we could understand when we come into a conference like this, is that our hearts would be open, that we come as we really are. Just, I mean, bring it. Don't set it aside before we come. Come with it. Open our heart up to no one else. I mean, I'm talking Jesus. I've said so many times, I'm not looking for just any spirit. I want the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, right.
Only the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But I want to open my heart to Him, where the depths of it, where what is cracked and broken deep inside is attended to, and to know that His Word is going to speak straight into it, that He'll find a way. He can use a message in 20,000 different applications, and that's a wonder. That's
always amazing to me, how you can have a room full of thousands of people and yet God is using the same thing to speak a variety of different things to different people. I mean, sometimes people say, oh, when you said this, it changed my life. And I'm like, did I say that?
Exactly.
You know, but God can, He can bring something out of what you hear that is totally different than what somebody else heard.
Or that we even meant.
Right. Exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Or, I mean, God frequently brings things out of me that I don't even know.
No.
Certainly things that I didn't plan to say.
Yes.
Very often. And so if a person comes trusting God to bring them a word in due season, something they need for their life that's going to make them a better person, or even, you know, I was just thinking a few minutes ago, even if somebody doesn't have a lot of problems, maybe they feel like they've worked through their problems, well, come just to have fun.
Yes.
You know, we need to get together just and have fun, just to laugh.
That's
and
right.
Have a good time and enjoy the beautiful music and all the great media productions, and just to absolutely separate yourself from normal life for 3 days, not have to do the dishes, not have to cook your meals, not have to take care of your kids, just to be there so you can be built up in the Lord.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I so believe in events. You know, all these years later, I still have the same enthusiasm, if not more, just firing my bones for what God can do in that gathering. And I think of it like that time in Matthew 17 where Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on the high mountain apart.
Yeah.
And they saw Jesus transfigured. I don't think they had any idea what to expect.
Right.
They just went up with Him. That's where He was going. I think there's something like that happens when we come away to a conference like this.
Right.
It'd be the same thing if men were gathering for a conference. We're taking the time apart. We're going to we're going to detach from everything else and see something about Jesus transfigured before our eyes. And we're going to walk down that mountain changed. We are.
And, you know, if you sow to the Spirit, which coming to a conference like this does require some sowing to the Spirit.
Yes, it does.
I mean, for many ladies, it's going to be getting babysitters, childcare, flying into St. Louis, getting a hotel room, making plans, all the things that you have to do. And so I really want to encourage ladies today, if they're planning to come, not to let the enemy talk them out of it.
That's right.
Because so many different things can happen to make it inconvenient. But we need to press past inconvenience and be where we really believe that God wants us to be. So now I'm going to do something to you that people do to me that I don't like when they do it.
Uh-oh.
So I hope you can take this.
Okay.
You may or you may not know what you think you're going to speak on this year, but knowing you, you've probably given it some thought. Do you have any idea what vein of teaching you might be inclined to bring to the ladies?
I don't know the passages, but I can tell you what my passion is, and that is that people understand that this word is meant to jump off that page. It's a living, breathing word. It's what separates it from any other right. book of any other world.
Alive religion. And full of power.
Alive and full of power. It is the, it's God breathed. And I just think of that, that inhale and exhale of God, that I want to inhale what he's exhaling. And that we will see if we're willing. I love that you said a few moments ago, you just talked about coming in different words with an expectation that he's going to do something.
Right.
I mean, yes, clear out your schedule and come, but come with your faith.
Yeah.
Come believing, and that it's going to connect to our reality. That is huge to me. I can tell you that that will be one place we will go for certain. That word from that page is going to jump alive into our bones, and it causes us to walk out of there
right.
different than we came. That it's meant to have a collision with our reality, not that we're waiting until we get to heaven to live in some kind of satisfying victory.
Right.
And that is honestly what I thought when I was growing up. I honestly thought that, okay, my soul has been saved, and now everything else is going to wait until
right.
I see him, until I'm dead. Here.
Aren't you glad to know that you don't have to wait until you go to heaven to
praise
have some
you.
Kind of joy?
God. Thank God. And I just don't know where I'd have been. So that I know. I can tell you we'll go there. I can tell you that we will go into the reality, into the whatever they're dealing with, whether it is an eating disorder, whether it is a relational disaster,
right.
whatever has turned over in their lives, he's going to speak straight into it.
Well, you know, one thing that is very important for all of you watching, whether you're going to get to come to the conference or not, if you just need a word for your life today, put your expectations in God. I don't want people to come expecting you to do something or Chris to do something or me to do something. Yes, pray for us that we'll bring
yes.
a word in due season, but put your expectations in God. I think a lot of times our unhappiness comes from unrealistic expectations.
Oh, I agree.
We're expecting something from somebody that they don't even know we're expecting, and they don't know how to give it to us. But if we put our expectation in God, then he can work through whoever he wants to, because he does use people. And so God may work through you, he may work through me, he may work through all of us. It could be one song in the worship that would
that's
be
exactly
life-changing
right.
for people. But if people will come expecting God to do
that's
something,
right.
please don't put the pressure on
no,
us.
Please don't.
Of expecting no. us to meet every need you have. Expect God to meet those needs. And it could be somebody in the crowd that says something
yes.
to you. It could be the person you sit next to. But I do believe that what we ask God to do, he is faithful to do.
He's going to do it.
And I don't believe that anybody can sow that kind of time and effort into doing something like that and come out of it with absolutely nothing.
I could not agree more. And I so agree with you about their expectation. We want people to know we're not putting on a show here.
That's
this
right.
is real to us. It is what we are talking about up there on that stage. We practice at home that dependency. That this is real to us. Don't make us feel like we need to come perform for you, and that we sometimes you can feel like you're even competing with yourself. That they're going to
yeah.
compare it to last year when they came to this particular conference where you spoke. You know what? Set me free from all of that. Come asking God to work wonders in your heart
yeah.
through his word, and he's going to.
Yeah, people will say at the end of the conference every year to me, well, I don't know how I could get any better than this. And
yes.
then if I'm not careful, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I got to come up with something for next year.
Immediately. And it's just pressure that we don't even want. We're begging
but,
people not to put it on us.
But the good
Let
thing
Jesus
is
do.
God always does do something better. Well, I do know some of the things I'm going to teach on because they make me tell them ahead of time. But one of the things I'll be teaching on this year is from a book that I'll be releasing right about that time about seize the day. It's time to
yes.
take your life back.
Yes.
And stop letting the things of the past steal your life or other people steal your life. Let's find out what your dreams are and see, are you putting your time and effort into what you really want in your life? Or do you just feel disappointed all the time because you're giving yourself to a lot of things that you really don't even want to do? And then we also want to talk about healing the soul of a woman
yes.
this year. Really getting into, let's be whole.
Yes.
We want to be whole. I don't want to be half a woman, a quarter of a woman. I don't want to limp through life because I was abused in my childhood. I don't want to just barely make it through. I want to be completely whole and on fire for God and be able to live the life that he wants me to have. And so I'm glad you're going to be there, and I'm glad I get to be there, and I'm glad that a lot of you are going to be there. And so we want to give you a special invitation this year to come to the Women's Conference. It's September 29th through October the 1st, and I believe it's going to be a real blessing to you. I mean, it's just plain fun. And today we're offering you some wonderful teaching, the Confident Woman Devotional, which is one of my very most popular devotionals, and then 5 hours of teaching on CD called Bold, Confident, and Courageous, because that's the way that God wants us to be. And then also, if you would like to add a ticket to the Love Life Women's Conference to that package, you'll get everything for about 25% off. And hey, as ladies, we like a bargain, so you might as well get one. And be sure to just stick with us. We'll give you all the information you need right after this. I'm so glad you joined us today. And Beth, thank you for being here.
I loved it.
I appreciate you coming all the way from Texas just to be on the program.
It was my great joy.
And so thank you for being here. And thank you for being with us today. God bless you.
Learn to conquer your fears and leave insecurities behind with Joyce's 5-CD series, Bold, Confident, and Courageous, which includes special teaching by Pastor Ed Young and Lisa Bevere. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll also receive the Confident Woman Devotional with powerful daily inspirations on the challenges women most commonly face. And for your gift of $85 or more, we'll include a ticket to this year's Love Life Women's Conference, September 29th through October 1st. Don't miss out on this exciting offer. To order, call us toll-free at 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org.
You know, God has put a very special message on my heart for this year's Women's Conference, and I'm really excited about it. You know, I think that so many people are walking around with wounds, I mean deep wounds in their soul, and we want to take one special session this year and really get into these areas that cause women so much pain, and we want to really open our hearts and let God bring complete healing to those places so we can be whole and happy and peaceful and very fruitful in the lives that he's given us. And so I really hope and pray that you're coming, because I think it's going to really be an awesome time.
This summer, school is in session. Ready to take your relationship with God to a whole new level? Learn more about the power of God's Word and discover an amazing helper available to you. Join Joyce University on Enjoying Everyday Life through the month of August.
Man, I love telling other people what to do.
Tune in for new subjects each week, then go online for study material and classroom aids to help you make the grade.
You get it?
Joyce University, next week on Enjoying Everyday Life.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.